It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Today, I thought we might visit about the Jerusalem artichoke, a plant that's a lot easier to grow, but is a lot less well-known than its very distant cousin, the globe artichoke. Though the two plants are both a part of the botanical daisy family, the resemblance pretty much stops there. In fact, the edible portion of each artichoke is at the opposite ends of the growing spectrum. Where globe artichokes form a large, many-petaled bud at the top of a bushy plant, the goody of a Jerusalem artichoke is the underground tuberous root. These gnarled and bumpy little tubers can be washed and scraped and sliced raw to use in salads, simmered in soup, or sautéed in butter. They are sometimes seen on the menus of better French restaurants, where they are served in a cream sauce, an affordable dietary luxury, since the tubers themselves have almost no calories and are a good source of iron and niacin. I was introduced to Jerusalem artichokes years ago by a cousin who had developed a sizable patch in her garden. The plants look like sunflowers, and they will spread if given good soil and room to grow. If you're hankering to try them, think about placement at the back of a vegetable garden or perennial bed. Like a sunflower or daisy, they need sun to thrive, and the best way to plant them is to do just that. If you know someone with an established patch, dig a shovelful and put them in your own place. They transplant like a dream, but if that's not an option, seed or tubers can be ordered from several reputable catalogs. They need the summer to develop, and then they'll provide a good alternative to potatoes in the winter. They can be dug pretty much throughout the winter, but many believe the flavor is at a peak in the fall. If you dig too many, they'll store in the crisper. However, the longer they are dug, the more starch will develop, and the calorie count will go up accordingly. The crunchiness of their fresh, raw form makes them a natural for stir-fries and Asian food, sort of like water chestnuts without the water. The naming of this versatile vegetable is similar to the shape of the roots themselves, branching out in all directions. Though first finding popularity in France in the 17th century, they actually came there by way of French explorers who discovered their use among native tribes in Canada and what is now the northeastern U.S. coastline. The explorers likened their taste to fresh artichoke hearts, and the Native Americans called them sun roots, probably because of their need for sunshine to produce a root crop. There is no known indication that the Jerusalem artichoke came from Jerusalem, Palestine, or anywhere in the Holy Land. However, they could easily be grown there since this very adaptable vegetable seems to grow just about anywhere. The closest tie to the name Jerusalem artichoke seems to be a phonetic one. The tasty roots were all the rage of French cuisine in the mid-1600s, and some visiting Italians brought them back to Italy, where they were called girasolo artichoco. In any case, there is another, simpler name that can put an end to any worries one might have about the naming of this often overlooked vegetable. Some people just call them sunchokes.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini and produced by the staff at HPPR. To listen to other Growing on the High Plains episodes, visit hppr.org.